Mel Pocock, Latvia. Mel, you've just come off the track after winning yet another round of the EMX 250. How's it feel?
It was amazing. Done another clean sweep the whole way through the weekend. I won everything I went into, same as France. So got a little bit of a winning streak going on at the moment. No, I'm really happy. I rode real confident out there. It was actually pretty wet the last race. There's a lot of standing water on the track. Like, the ruts were filled right up with water. But yeah, it's been raining so much in England. We've had to ride in the rain quite a lot the last few weeks, so it was good to have some practice under my belt. Yeah, it was confident out there. I got a good start. First race, a whole shot, and led from dot, so that was a good win. Next race, I got an okay start. I think I was second, and overtook for the lead and led the whole race.
Yeah, the track conditions were really bad in that second moto, but you were okay riding in them.
Yeah, I was confident out there, and it was pretty gnarly because it got pretty one liney, and when we come around to lap the back markers, they were on that line, so you kind of had to like bully your way through, because I was scared to go onto the other line. I didn't know how deep it was, didn't know how deep the water was. So rode a sensible race, kept my head together, and worked well on the pit board with Steve and AD and that on the pit board and Chris. So managed to control the race, and I think I kept the lead at around 7-8 seconds. So if it was to close in on me, I had a little bit more. I could have pushed a bit better. So I was happy with that and myself.
And it's been a bit of a strange year. You started off, well, not on the team, and then you joined the team for the 250 class, and now you're riding the EMX 250. I mean, how's it all worked out for you?
I know it's been a strange year, but it's been one of my best years. So yeah, joined the team with Steven wasn't really a full ride, and it was going to give me a bike, and we was going to see how it goes. And then the boys got injured, the main riders, so Zach and Tonus went out, and all of a sudden I found myself at the first GP on a full GP bike. And yeah, it was good. I did a lot better than what I thought I was going to do. I got a top 10 overall and had a 7th overall in Portugal. And I wasn't even going to do the GPs this year. I really wanted to do the Europeans and the British. I felt as if I wasn't up for the World Championship, but yeah, my hard work in the winter paid off and shows that I'm a top 10 GP rider, so it's good.
And you took a year off last year. Do you think that helped you in the long run to come back and sort of be at the level you're at now?
Yeah, it did. Last year was made me decide whether I wanted to carry on racing or do something else. And I took a step back because I was enjoying doing the GPs, but I was fed up coming home feeling beat down and getting so beat every weekend. So it was nice to do the Red Bull Pro Nationals and the British and actually win a few races and get my confidence back up and get myself on a momentum. And then I just had a good winter training, and yeah, I'm back here and we sit here in Kegums and just went 1-1 and the Europeans, so I was pumped.
And what does the rest of the year hold? You're doing well in the British Championships, and
yeah, 8 points behind Elliot in the British Championship. I'm hunting him down. I want that red plate back so bad. Yeah, I've got that to deal with. Red plate in Europeans now, so yeah, I'm happy. No, I'm not going to prepare for any Supercross. I'm a bit sketch and a bit worried about the Supercross. So now this year, but I'm going to focus on the Europeans and the British Championship. I want to win both.